Hello everyone, and Happy New Year! Recording from a studio at the Anderson Career and Technology Center in Williamson, South Carolina, welcome to Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. My name is Ethan Rourke, and in today's episode, I'll be giving an update on what I did over Christmas and New Year's. I'll also say a few things on what I have planned for my new year, podcast-wise and daily life-wise. And I'll also be giving my opinion on some things as well. As usual, don't forget to grab a snack and a drink, and I hope you enjoy this episode. It's time for the fact of the day. Did you know that toilet seats are cleaner than your own cell phone? It's true. Just Google it. Hello everyone. Yes, my name is Ethan, and welcome to today's episode of Chillcast. Episode 5, to be exact. I will start this first segment off of this podcast by apologizing for not keeping the promise that I gave you guys, that I would be giving out episodes every other week. Well, I got lazy, and for that, I sincerely apologize. So now let's start off this podcast with explaining what I did over the holidays. Well, I spent a lot of time with my friends and my family, as should anyone, and I hope that everyone has friends and family to go to and spend time with, because that's what the holidays are about, spending time with your loved ones, enjoying being around the Christmas tree and eating some good food. But I spent a lot with my family. I opened presents on Christmas morning, I opened presents at my grandparents, and then for some part, I was with my father and his family, my stepmom, my twin baby brothers, my stepbrother, and my stepmom's, her side of the family, and my dad's side of the family. And I thoroughly enjoyed spending time with my grandparents. I love them to death. Both of my sets of grandparents. I love them to death. I love all my family, and I thoroughly enjoyed spending all my time with them. Yes. So, now, let me explain a few things on what I have planned for my new year, this podcast-wise, and daily life-wise. Well, for this podcast, now that I'm able to think and become of... Now that I'm able to think and come up with a better schedule, I am now for sure able to get episodes out once every other week now. Yes, I'm bringing that back, and I promise you I won't fail you guys. And if I do, hopefully I will have a thorough reason, and let's hope I don't get lazy again. Trust me, I'm going to try my best to not get lazy. anyways, now for daily life, I'm actually going to be starting Landry University, a college in Greenwood, South Carolina, here around where I live with my best friend. We're going to be rooming together, 99% sure. Just a heads up. we're both going to be majoring in media and communications. This is what we both take here at the Career Center, which is media broadcasting. And now we're going to continue, and we're going to major in that in college. For 4 years, I'm going to be aiming for a bachelor's degree. Might go do 2 more years for a master's. It all depends money-wise. Of course, financial business, that always matters, because whether you can afford it or not and whether it's going to ruin you because of how much student debt you owe, you need to watch it. Anyways, we're not going to get all sad into that stuff. That's for the future. Whatever the future holds, I'll play the cards I've been dealt. And that's what everybody has to do within life. They play the cards they've been dealt. Let's continue on with daily life for me. Yes, I'll be going to college for 4 years. I will be going home back and forth, considering the drive to our college is only going to be 45 minutes away. I originally wanted to go to a college that was about an hour and something away, but you had to get on the highway. Sorry, not the highway, the interstate to get to it, and no one likes really driving on the interstate. It's a pain, and it's very scary and dangerous, especially when you're driving right beside 18-wheeler trucks. You know, the ones that carry gas and all that kinds of stuff. But anyways... I get scared around those because they're big trucks and they scare me. I just don't like being beside them in a car. I mean, they're behemoths of a truck. Like, they scare me. But anyways, yes, daily life. I will go back and forth to see my family over the holidays on some weekends as well. Most weekends I will stay at the college studying, preparing for any tests or exams that may be coming up. My grades in high school right now, yes, also, I forgot to mention, I graduate this year. Yes, I graduate. That probably should be obvious, but I'm just going to let y'all know anyways. But yes, I'm graduating with my best friend, with most of my friends too. We're going to be the graduating class of 2022. And yes, we're all very excited. We graduate at the end of May, like a few days before the end of May. And then here at the Career Center, we have our graduation in the middle of May. So here we only had 3 more months to do our live radio shows, our podcasts, and et cetera, et cetera. And here at the Career Center, you can do so much. It just depends on what your passion is. My passion is doing audio and stuff like that. Well, I thoroughly enjoy doing this podcast. And now, it may not seem like that considering how many episodes I've got out this year. I think this is going to be the third episode I've got out this year. Maybe the second. No, this will be the third episode I've gotten out. This will be episode 5. Since I started my sophomore year. Started doing this podcast my sophomore year, I believe. Or it might have been my junior year. I'm not sure. Sophomore year is when March of 2020 is when we got quarantined. So everyone had to leave, and we did some e-learning, which is electronic learning. E-learning is the short for it. But, you know, we couldn't go back to school. All the teachers were hoping, because e-learning was not easy. It's not easy for any teachers. It's a real pain in the butt. I'll say that. It's a very much a pain in the butt. But like I said, you know, hopefully after I graduate, I'll be going to college. Everything will be going swell for me and my best friend. You know, hopefully both of us will enjoy our time rooming together, going to class together, hopefully. Let's just all, like I said, we just got to play with the cards that we're dealt with in the future, and that's fine. I mean, everyone has to do that. But anyways, let's now move on to segment 2 of this episode on Showcast, which is giving my opinion on new-gen and old-gen consoles and what I think is the future of them. Well, let's start off by saying PS4 is sadly going to be gone within the next few years. I do believe the PS4 is going to become irrelevant. Well, not completely irrelevant, but it won't be played as much as the new-gen console, the PlayStation 5. Yes, I'll tell you right now, the console and the controller design is absolutely amazing. But even at that, it stops at a certain point, and it's not going to stay as cool as we think it is now. Sometimes people will want new stuff already, and I just believe that the PlayStation 5, it won't add anything much newer than what we had with the PS4, which we had a lot more memories with the PS4 on down. And I think that the new PlayStation, the PlayStation 5, won't bring as many more memories as we had with the PlayStation 4, 3, 2, and the PlayStation. These new gen consoles, I believe, are going to stop old gen consoles from really rising in the gaming community. And that is my personal opinion on that. And the future of them, we can only tell. We can only tell with time. Like, we can't judge, or we can't see the future. If we could, that would be really cool. But sadly, that's not a reality. And the future of them, I do believe. Okay, let me go ahead and start say this before I say anything else. I do believe all these new-gen consoles, they're going to push all old consoles into the dump. They're going to knock them out of any competition whatsoever, and the new-gens are going to completely take over the gaming community. And that's not fine. In my opinion, that's not fine. Older consoles are what make the gaming community go, wow, look how far we've come. I get it, new-gen consoles have their new-gen, they're made to do newer things, and they're made to make old-gen, they're made to put old-gen in its place. Well, why would you want to put it in its place? Why would you want to ruin something that people have had so many memories with making? It's just really complicated, and I don't see this getting any better than what it is right now. Yes, I will eventually want a PS5 myself, but I will forever play my PS4. I will barely ever play my PS5 unless there's a game that I really want to play that's only on the PS5. Which, how much the PS4 is still in store, I doubt there will be a lot of games coming out right now that are only for the PS4. Sorry, only for the PS5. Some games have PlayStation 5 updates to where you can save your game data and you can come and play it on the PlayStation 5. So that means you don't have to restart on the PlayStation 5. You can continue with your progress that you had on your PS4. And I get it. That is a really good thing. But I still think the PS4 was a great console. It still is. Like I said before, I don't know if I ever said it yet. I got a PlayStation 4 Pro for my 16th birthday. 3 years ago. And I still enjoy that console to this day. So I graciously appreciate my uncle for giving me that console for my birthday. It was used, it was his, it's Star Wars themed. It came with a controller and the box is really cool looking. And I thoroughly enjoyed that console. Now, growing up, I played with other consoles such as the Wii. And the Wii, seeing the Wii go out of business was a terrible thing. I thoroughly enjoyed the Wii, and if you still have your old Wii at home, keep it, never sell it. That thing will eventually become something that is priceless to you. A true gamer who plays video games for the fun of it, not for the views, not for the clout. You do it because you enjoy it. That's what we, people who play video games, do. We enjoy a video game for the content in it, not to get clout for it. Oh look, I had this game, whatever. Are you going to enjoy the game, or did you buy it just to say you have it? That's the real question here. Well, alright, that was episode 5 of Chillcast, the podcast that you can chill out and vibe to. Again, make sure to follow me on Instagram at chillcast_the_podcast for news and updates. And also make sure to check out my website, which is chillcast.weebly.com, to find out information about me or my podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoyed it. As usual, have a great rest of your day, take care, and have a happy new year. And yes, I know it's very late, but still, have a happy new year.